Good evening. It's 10:02 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
This is the Ozone Hour, and tonight we have a special guest.
Very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, my name's Brennan. Thanks for having me.
Very excited for the show tonight. Lots of good music coming your way, and a very exciting theme. The Last Frontier.
Outer space.
We figured it was pertinent for, actually, that was the wrong word to describe this theme, I think. I think it was really random.
No, or so relevant.
Hmm?
So relevant, I would say.
What is relevant about space to
you
today?
It surrounds us on all sides.
That's true. Always relevant. Space is always relevant. Also, the house that Anna and Brendan live in has a lot of space posters on the walls, which is what got me thinking about space today. So
yeah, and you know, pondering existence.
Yeah,
generally,
and life. yeah,
Brendan, what excites you about space?
To be honest, it kind of terrifies me.
It is scary.
Yeah.
It's so big.
You look out in the sky, and every one of those little dots, little stars, is like the biggest ball of flames that you could possibly imagine.
Or it could be a hologram. We don't know.
Well, that's true. What if we live in a really tiny bubble, and the sky is just painted black every night?
It's the Truman Show. Sorry, we're probably just freaking Brendan out right now.
Things that are comforting about space. You know, whatever happens, it's okay, because you're just a little old dot.
It's always there, like a big blanket.
Yeah.
Sparkly blanket.
Yeah.
Big vacuum blanket.
very, very comforting. I'm gonna play another song. And
what did we listen to on the way into the show?
Oh, that is the band Heinz. That was called Solar, because you know,
nice,
the space, the sun. I think I played them last week too. I've been listening to them a lot recently. That was just a little kind of slow jam interlude kind of thing by them. But their other stuff is a little more upbeat. So would recommend checking them out.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. All I see is stars. All I see is
So that was a little trap music orchestra. So they're based in Boston and actually opened for a Tufts band last week on Tufts campus. So
I had never even heard of the genre trap music orchestra before.
Yeah. It was actually very cool to watch them live. That song was a little less brass. You got a little bit of it at the end of there, but most of the stuff they were playing, it was just like a huge, like, I don't know, it must have been like a 12-piece band. It was cool.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And I think they actually might be playing again near Tufts campus, so I will get back to our listeners with that information in a couple minutes.
Please do. I have a song that I would like to play, if you will hand me the cable. But in the meantime, happy to welcome not so special, not a guest, or sorry, very special, but not a guest. Oh, I screwed that up. Flora Cardone.
Oh, well, thank you. For
newly minted,
welcome.
22 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
So old.
So here's a song. It's on the soundtrack of one of my favorite movies of all time for Flora. All right, so that was Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, and it is not actually on the soundtrack of my favorite movie. It's on the soundtrack of Twilight.
Twilight's your favorite movie, that's fine.
Well, no one's judging. Top two.
What's number one then?
What's number one?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Choosing favorites is hard.
Choosing favorites is hard. I can definitively say that Twilight is not a movie that I ever wanted to watch more than the one time I watched it.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, actually.
I never have.
I definitely
seen
read
it.
The books.
But
I'm not ashamed about that.
I feel like that was a good song to come out of that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Anyway, favorite movies. I did not see The Martian. Did anyone see The Martian? Speaking of space movies?
No.
Mark Wahlberg.
I heard good things. Wasn't it nominated for some Academy Awards?
Special effects, I think.
Ah. Yeah.
On a very similar topic to that movie, question for you guys. If you could go on the one-way trip to Mars, be the first ever human on Mars, would you go? One-way trip.
I think no, for me personally.
I think yes, for me personally.
Wow. All right, Flora, what about you?
I don't think that I personally would either, but I did just look up to see people who were trying to do it, what they were thinking. Apparently, these people, aspiring Martians, as they're called, as
Whoa.
They would be the first colonizers of Mars.
Whoa, I never thought about it that way.
Which is a whole
other
weird thing. Come from different backgrounds and experiences, shared a lifelong interest in space exploration.
Martians
seem to be of different ages in life.
What is the goal here from the people who are sending them there? Does anyone know? I haven't read up about it personally.
To go to Mars, the last frontier, space.
Just people going.
No, think of colony research, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Fun.
I think it would just. Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be awesome.
It would take 3 years to get there, right? In the spaceship.
6 months, apparently.
Wow, that's it. Times have changed.
This high-speed space travel.
6 months in a spaceship does seem like a long time, though, if you really think about it. 6 months in a little.
Yeah, you get to know those people really well, your fellow Martians.
I think I would knit myself into a onesie. You know, that would be my hobby for 6 months.
On a plus side, it would be adventure of a lifetime. And you could go down in history forever.
That's
yeah,
true.
That is definitely the plus side.
Downside, never see your friends and family again.
Yeah,
and
unless they go with
like,
you.
If you didn't like your fellow Martians, it'd be a long, be a long life.
Nowhere to escape.
The risk of them dying the first year is pretty high, though, so.
Oh, if the colony
yikes. But all of them said it was a risk they were willing to take because it's just a once-in-a-lifetime chance. And it's true, I guess, that it would create a lasting legacy of being the first human on Mars.
Yeah. I also think there's something appealing about just going for it and just like, you know, whatever happens, happens.
If you have thoughts on this one-way ticket to Mars, give us a call at 617-627-3800. We'd love to hear if you are interested in being a Martian, as we learned they're called.
Or if you're anti-Martian. if you're anti anyone going to Mars, if you have the stance that maybe humans shouldn't go to Mars, I'd also be interested to hear about that. Or the stance that all humans should go to Mars. Also interested in that stance.
All 7 billion of us.
All 7 billion of us should probably just leave Earth. We're kind of screwing it up.
Another fun thing to think about. Oh, sorry, Flora. Did you want to make an announcement about the climate?
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. We are seriously screwing up the planet. Why is it winter outside on April 4th? Not just
snow. I think that might be normal. No? I don't know.
Well, although it did snow on my birthday 22 years ago, it was rare. And I feel like the snow that usually comes in April is like yesterday, where it kind of snows a little and then goes away. But looking outside today, you would think that it was the middle of February.
Yeah,
it's true.
I agree. And my mom's birthday is April 10th, so similarly, like, a good metric of, like, wow, this is kind of late to be snowing. And there have been April snowstorms in the past, but usually not this much.
Yeah. Well, the more you know. I had a question that was, I guess, unrelated to climate, but you could make it related to climate. If you could only bring three things with you on your one-way spaceship to Mars, what would you bring? We can think about that over a song break.
Yeah. And again, if any listeners want to call in and share their opinions with us, please do. You can call at 617-627-3800.
If we tell you the telephone number enough, maybe it'll work.
Maybe you will call.
617-627-3800.
Great. And I'll play a song?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. So that was Cineramascope by Galactic.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. What are the three items that you guys would bring to Mars, given the opportunity?
Oh, there's my voice.
Wow. I thought about it. It's hard to pick three, and I'm the one who asked the question, so I feel bad about that.
It's tougher than the usual three things for an island, because there's no chance of getting picked up by a ship or something, you know?
Yeah, and you also don't really have as much space. I feel like a lot of things on the island are, like, about survival. Well, I guess you have a lot of space. But I'm thinking, like, inside your spaceship, it's kind of contained. You know, it's not like you're looking for things to survive in the outdoors. I'm assuming you kind of have, like, food.
Yeah, little, I think, like, this is, like, comfort items. Packets. This is comfort items.
Hmm.
One of mine I'd definitely bring is my bagpipes, because I'm a bagpiper. And do you have a problem with that? Is that anytime you practice, you're performing for everyone within a quarter mile or so? But I feel like the endless vacuum of space would kind of dampen the sound and make it more manageable to practice.
Yeah. Wow, that is a great thing to bring along.
Yeah, that is a great thing. For,
you know,
like,
what? I would also bring bagpipes.
For once you're on Mars, it would be great. I'm picturing practicing bagpipes in the spaceship also. Would be a lot. No one can escape.
Charlotte would like to be on a different spaceship.
I'll request it.
That's very cool. Maybe we could have you come in and do a live bagpipe performance sometime.
Whoa.
Maybe.
It's never been done before. Or maybe it has. I didn't check the records on that one.
Making some big statements here.
Another one, any type of mammal, preferably a dog, but I feel like
just
little animals. I feel like you would miss.
Yeah, I feel like I would miss animals a lot, but I don't know if, like, how would dog react to being on a spaceship? It depends on the spaceship. You know, is there a dog park in the spaceship?
Is there a dog park in the space? I'm thinking, I guess, are you guys thinking, like, city-sized spaceship? Because I've been picturing, like, car-sized spaceship.
Yeah, I've been picturing a small one.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been picturing, like, maybe, like, Tufts campus-sized spaceship.
Okay. That makes sense why there could be a dog park out there.
I was kind of making a joke, but...
I don't think my spaceship is quite scaled to the dog park level.
Like a forever puppy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that raises questions. Like, would the dog be happy on Mars? Are dogs even
I'm just picturing
happy,
like,
on
ecstatically,
Earth?
Ecstatically bounding across
That's
the surface
true.
Of Mars with
low
a little tiny space
dog.
Helmet.
Very low gravity.
Yeah.
No mailman on Mars.
Yeah.
A lot less stress.
Yeah, no cars, no cats.
Well.
Presumably.
Prove it, yeah.
I can prove nothing about cats. They're pretty pesky. What would I bring? I would definitely bring a notebook with me to write down.
I feel like you get
everything.
That as part of your space package.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Well, then I have to think more.
This is hard.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This better be good.
I would bring the WMFO radio station, because then I could listen to any of the music that I wanted to, and also broadcast to the entire universe, which is maybe not how it works, but that's what I'm picturing.
From space.
But the Doppler effect. So we would just get you in really slow motion. Charlotte's moving away from Earth.
I'm on Mars. Yeah, I would slowly get further and further. I really liked that idea of being able to broadcast to all of space, which is definitely not how it works, but I'm going to pretend it works that way.
I would like to play a song, speaking of traveling to space and things you would bring. I was talking to a good friend the other day, and we were talking about a song we both like, and he was telling me that Carl Sagan put it on a spaceship. I can't remember which one, because it was, like, supposed to contain a bunch of, like, artifacts of, like, what it means to be human. And this is, like, the song that represents, like, human loneliness to Carl Sagan.
Wow. That's a big one. So, speaking of scary space, not
Yeah, this
not
is a scary space.
Space.
I think this is a beautiful song. But anyway, it's by Blind Willie Johnson. So, whenever you're ready, Sean.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground by Blind Willie Johnson. And I looked it up during the break, and it was put on a record with the sounds, like all the sounds of Earth on it in 1977. And that record included like animal calls and tribal songs and Chuck Berry. And this song was Carl Sagan's choice. And, the Voyager 1 is now how far from Earth? So far from Earth.
Is it just like
it's going? 17 billion kilometers from Earth. It's just a probe that got sent out in 1977. Wow.
I wonder if it'll ever meet some other life who can listen to that song. I'd like to think yes.
There's only one way to find out. Get on the Mars boat.
I think you would probably know less about, like if Earth heard back from the Voyager, do you think, how did they get news to Mars? I guess that would be important enough news that it would definitely be part of the set of news they got to Mars. I feel like maybe if you were on Mars, you would have to worry about, like, you know, like, finding out who won Best Picture at the Academy. You know, like, you're probably not going to get that information, but if they found other life, they would probably tell the Martians.
The Martians might be the first to know, actually, after the Earthlings.
After the Earthlings. So the second, well, you know, 7 billion.
Do you guys remember the Disney Channel original movie Xenon?
Yes.
Zetus Lapidus.
Classic. One of my favorites, I would say. Movies about space. Do you think that'll ever happen? Like, if humans are just going to have to live in a spaceship?
Will we ever start using Zetus Lapidus as an exclamation?
Is that what you're asking? We already do that.
Yeah. That's not the first time I've heard Brendan say that. I liked Space Jam.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I think Spaceballs was my personal favorite of the space-related movies.
It's a pretty good one, yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Has anyone ever seen Star Wars?
Wait,
do you guys know that movie?
That sounds kind of familiar, but I'm not sure.
Is that a spinoff of Lego Star Wars?
I think so. I actually think it might have been. I think Star Wars might have been before Lego Star Wars. There are six of them. A lot of them were made a while ago, so I don't know when the Lego, but the, you know, it's pretty easy to film Legos, so maybe that was before. It doesn't even require animation, right?
There are actually 7 Star Wars, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Well, the, not counting the one that came out this year.
8 if you count Lego Star Wars.
So you have heard of Star Wars, though.
Oh, that would be a good song.
Not if you count the holiday special.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to fund a project that I'm now going to start of filming Lego Star Wars in stop action animation, just the Legos that are Star Wars themed, doing battle and such.
Yeah, Flora's post graduation plans.
I think I need basically a budget just for snacks and to buy the Legos. So if you're interested in funding that, call me at 617-627-3800 and catch it on YouTube in approximately maybe 5 years or so.
That sounds great. I would watch that.
Speaking of Lego, so do you guys know what a hydraulic press is?
Yes.
For not so much? Okay, so it's this thing that uses the power of hydraulics to just squish things between two giant steel plates. And there's a really excellent YouTube channel, like just really high quality documentary film where they just squish stuff between with the hydraulic press. So I spent about maybe 20 minutes tonight watching videos. This loops back to Legos. I watched them squish Legos, and it squishes them so hard that they just like essentially flatten and like melt into these little perfect plastic like coins. It's really cool. You guys should look it up.
We'll check it out maybe during the break, and we'll report back to the listeners.
Watch them squish a pineapple. That was pretty funny.
Wow.
Anyway,
how long does it take to squish the items?
Very like 2 seconds. Yeah,
the power of hydraulics is swift.
Brendan, did you have a song that we collaboratively selected to play?
Oh, actually, in fact, I did. Do we want to hit it?
I would love to. Go ahead, Charlotte. Ox One.
Okay.
In case anyone didn't recognize, that was the theme from the cantina in Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fourth one.
Yeah.
But the first one?
My summer camp had a Star Wars theme day this summer, and they decorated the entire dining halls like the cantina. And they played that on repeat for an entire hour. So I have like horrible, horrible feelings about that song. I just like for 3 meals for like the whole day, just hour long, that on repeat over the loudspeakers. Yeah.
Awesome.
So. You guys ever see the movie Alien?
Yes. It gave me nightmares.
That one terrified me. And I recently found out, do you know that moray eels have the same double jaw that Alien has?
Ooh.
Yikes.
Eels are...
I had to watch it for a film class.
I wish I didn't know that.
And do like a scene analysis, so I just kept having to like watch it over and over.
What film class?
And it was so gross. In high school.
Wow. Yeah. What were your thoughts on this scene? What did you write?
I could probably find it in my computer, honestly. I don't remember. I think we were talking about more of the cinematography.
Okay.
More so than the...
Than the
actual,
anatomy
yeah.
Flora's analysis. This alien is so gross and scary.
It gets me every time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, more music?
Yeah, let's play some music and watch some videos of a hydraulic press.
Of things getting squished. All right, here we go.
Oh,
So that was Spaceman by The Killers. A choice of Flora.
Have you guys seen the music video for that song? I ask because I just watched it 2 seconds ago, and it's super weird in a great way.
I don't think I have. Wait, is it like a... Maybe I'm totally thinking of a different Killers thing, but was that the, like, Wild West thing?
I only watched the first couple moments because we're on the radio, but it was a guy kind of in the desert looking place in a spacesuit. So maybe it gets to cowboy.
Different. I like vaguely remember I listened to that album so much. I think it came out when we were in high school. Oh yeah, it came out in 2008.
That does sound about
right.
Nice.
Yeah. And I remember watching a lot of it then, but
Yeah. Space.
Wow, it's so big.
There's so many things to talk about space.
Yeah, because it includes everything. Let's talk about space.
Exactly, Flora.
That song's been stuck in my head all day.
Let's talk about space.
Yep.
That one.
Yeah, that's what I said. Something very important we must do every hour. A public service announcement coming at you from our super special guest. Go take it away.
This one is involving super PAC numbers to think about. As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all money so far donated to the super political action committees, also known as super PACs, comes from a total of 196 Americans. That's 80% of money from 196 Americans. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey, that doesn't seem like it should be legal.
Wow, democracy at work.
I love my role in this great nation.
My vote matters.
I have so much choice.
Actually, our votes do matter. But our money.
This is a public service announcement. Vote in November.
Or if your state hasn't had your primary yet, you should vote then too.
Definitely.
How many primaries are we still waiting on?
There's a bunch coming up in June, including my state, my home state of New Jersey.
April 26th is Connecticut.
Nice. So.
Will you be voting in Connecticut?
I will. So if anyone needs to ride home to Connecticut to vote.
Oh, I appreciate that. I am doing absentee ballot. It's exciting. No, it is. Yeah, I get the ballot in the mail. I read it over. I make an educated choice. And I mail it back. It's democracy at work. Of course it's exciting.
I feel like you also get the opportunity to do a little more research with a mail-in ballot. I know at least the local things in Somerville, I just didn't have time to look at ahead of time. So you go in. Didn't matter so much for the primary because it was a lot of like...
It was only...
There was nothing that was contested besides the presidential nominee. But definitely for the referendums and the big November elections, those are good to be.
Yes.
Have some extra time to research, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was an interesting PSA about super PACs.
I bet they don't have super PACs in space.
Whoa, what would the space government be?
Mad Max.
If it was on Mars, it could be.
Exactly. I don't know. Charlotte, you want to go to Mars. Would you just declare yourself queen of Mars?
I would not be queen. I would be empress. Empress Charlotte of Mars. I would be a mostly benevolent dictator. But if anybody else brought a dog to space, I think I would claim all of the dogs on Mars to be my own. And that would be my first power move.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a neo-communist dog-based government.
Yeah, something like that. Mostly anarchy.
Except the dogs.
Except for the dogs. So I'd take everyone's dog and let whatever else happened.
That seems like a fair trade-off.
Yeah. Yeah, you give your dog for freedom.
I feel like that defeats the purpose of me bringing my dog to Mars if you're just going to take my dog as soon as I get there.
I think maybe I run a big campaign ahead of time to get a lot of people to bring their dogs and convince them it's a really good idea. And then once we're there, I declare myself dictator and steal all the dogs and cuddle with them and play fetch.
You'd be able to throw the tennis ball so far.
So far. And the dogs would run so far, and they would just be bouncing along.
Wow. What a thought.
Yeah. A good premise.
No. And the really small dogs would just kind of float.
Yeah.
Aww.
Wow. That would be cute. The more I think about dogs in space, the more I think there needs to be a Pixar film about it.
Maybe that should be your post-graduation project. Yeah.
Wow. We should probably draft a letter to Pixar suggesting a dogs in space film.
Yeah. Flora and I can have a joint premiere party.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars can be the opener. Dogs in space.
If this talk about dogs is making you excited to maybe own a dog of your own, I'm going to give you a bonus PSA here today. Are you thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
My friends from one of my good friends when I was younger got a dog from Sterling Shelter.
Yeah,
if you basically heard great things.
Yeah, if you're thinking of going to Mars and you need a dog to bring as your ticket of entry to Charlotte's Empire, you could pick one up.
Maybe I'll offer protection also. You know. Not full anarchy.
Do the original dog owners ever get to play with the dogs too, or no?
I think yes. I'm just thinking, giving people anarchy if they give me their dog isn't that great a trade. So maybe we offer a little something more. maybe we have the government do some good things.
Score update on the basketball national championship tonight. If you are a basketball fan like I am, Villanova is up 49-46.
Ooh, that's so close.
Wow. Maybe I'm supposed to be impartial as a radio host, but I hate UNC.
I would say I'm voting for Villanova as well, but my reasons are that in my family bracket pool, my brother picked UNC to win, so I would like him to not get the points.
Do you win if he loses?
I don't think so. I think he still has more points than me.
I'm fairly certain. Quick shout out to Ruth Kaplan, my mom, who I'm pretty sure won our bracket. The last I checked, her current score was higher than anyone's potential max score. So, good job, Mom. I'm not bitter that I came in eighth.
Wow.
Out of 10.
I was going to say, how many?
I'm fine.
Wow. Yeah. A second place finish, but, yeah.
Of 4.
Of 5.
5, sorry. Sorry, Meredith. Let's play some music.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a while.
I have a song that I need to play, requested by a listener from Chicago, Illinois. This is for one Ruth Clark, also tangentially related to space, but... Yeah. Here we go.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything. See, true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
I can't. all the way.